From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, April 4th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. Well, there is lots of red on my screen here this morning. The markets do not like these retaliatory tariffs from China. May corn down 6.25 at 4.51 1/4. December corn down 6.5 at 4.41. So corn is faring a little better than the rest of the complex. Soybeans taking the brunt of it here this morning. May soybeans down 34 cents at 9.77 1/4. November new crop beans down 33 1/4 at 9.83 3/4, so we're sub $10 on the board now. And May Chicago wheat down 15 cents at 5.21. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones last check down 1,077, we're sub 40,000 now on the Dow. And May WTI oil down $5.02 at 61.93. As I mentioned, China retaliates with 34% additional tariffs on all U.S. imports. And the soybean complex is really taking the brunt of that because China is the number one export trade partner with the U.S. We export a lot of beans to China as they use our beans to crush, and a lot of them are finding their way into their reserve program in China. The Chinese markets are closed today as they announced this tit-for-tat measure. However, they did not list any exempt products like the U.S. did when Trump announced those, such as semiconductors and pharmaceutical products. The new Chinese tariff policy is set to begin on April 10th. So a little glimmer of light and opening. The doors open a little bit for some last-second negotiation, although that seems unlikely at this point. They tagged 11 companies as an unreliable entity list and also unveiled export controls over 7 types of rare earth minerals to the U.S. In what seems to be a pretty telegraphed campaign promise of tariffs by the Trump administration, and subsequent retaliation to those tariffs has caught this market off guard, and it's simply a risk-off move. Any type of length out there, it's getting sold right now. I think, you know, it seems pretty telegraphed, but what's caught the market off guard isn't just happening, it's the magnitude and the speed of which it's happened with this new administration. So we're in this environment where this administration has expressed willingness to help U.S. farmers caught up in the crosshairs of some sort of trade war, which is what we're kind of seeing here, potentially here on soybeans like we saw back in 2018. But time will tell if they need to help out with some sort of MFP type of payment like they did back in 2018. I think it's still early enough where there was a lot of debate on corn this spring, and that probably has even more merit here with soybeans really, again, taking the brunt of this negative trade environment with the tariff talk. A couple of reminders here for the crowd. ECAP is the FSA form that needs signed for the payment on 2024 planted acres. I'm definitely finding some folks not realizing that I had to sign up for that, or landlord entities that had acres in 2024, they need to sign those. Your ARC PLC reminder, you got to have that election done by April 15th. And just a few comments here. We're really starting to see basis firm here with field work picking up and the board just really getting hit. Ever since about like March 1st, we have been down and down even further here today. So look for basis to stay firm. There could be basis opportunities here in the month of April, May. Every once in a while, hop out of the tractor and hop in the day cab and haul some corn or beans. There'll be some basis opportunities, I think, especially here in the month of April, May. We've already got 5 or 6 inches of rain in parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, that southern Ohio River. Well, as the Ohio River converges with Mississippi River, Paducah area, they've already got 6 inches of rain or so, and they're forecasted to get a bunch more, another 5 or 6 inches in some cases. I'm talking parts of eastern Arkansas, western Tennessee, western Kentucky. Our clients down there are super concerned. They're worried about anhydrous application. They're worried about, you know, prevent plant coverage. They're they're getting that much rain down there. So excessive rain and the far southern Midwest here in early spring, Kimberly. So everyone hang on for the ride here. And the good news is tomorrow the markets will be closed. So we'll talk next week and hope everyone has a good weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your weekend as well. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, and a high of 60 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, and a low of 45 degrees. And tomorrow on Saturday, mostly cloudy, again, showers likely with a high of 53 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, cloudy skies, 47 degrees, feels like 35. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.